Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on the live stream, and you can see us. You'll see that there's beer on the desk, which from Carbach.
There's no more food, though.
No, we did some damage to that. Hey, I want to give something away before we get too far along. But first off, if you missed any of the first 2 hours, you probably want to go listen to the first hour on the podcast. It was hilarious.
It wasn't very sportsy.
No, this whole show hasn't been sportsy, but who cares?
It was just me being arrogant, just like every other hour.
I thought it was funny. But I'm going to give something away here. A pair of tickets to see international rugby. The USA Eagles take on the world's fifth-ranked Scottish national team. Don't miss this epic battle at BBVA Compass Stadium Saturday, June 16th. Kickoff is at 8. But come early for the Rugby Fan Fest. Hurry, tickets are on sale now. Check it out at usarugby.org. Order your tickets now. We'll do caller 20.
Oh,
we're going.
Interns work today.
I picked up my tickets today. So.
Good for you.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm curious about it. Going with one of my friends who's South African, so that's how I'm going to learn about rugby from him.
How many South African friends do you have? Just one?
No, I actually have two or three.
Look at you. You're so cultured.
No, I'm married to a foreigner, so that's true. She's more accepting of the rest of the world than I am.
Okay.
Against my better judgment, I want to try John's phone call. Can we do this, John? Because I figure this show's already off the rails. Let's try it.
Hey guys, sports. What's up?
Sports, sir.
I work around a bunch of hee-haws, and I think y'all are pretty smart. So I wanted to ask you a question. It's kind of sportsy, but it's kind of political. What are the liberals going to say against Trump next? He's got a nuclear deal. He's going to get the Nobel Prize. He's not a racist. He hires women. What do you think the next thing is going to be, honestly? And I'll hang up and let you talk.
I don't know. That poor guy. He's just misunderstood.
He's okay. Can I?
Just like Kim Jong-un is misunderstood.
I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to give him a couple positives. I'm going to give you a couple of negatives.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm avoiding this conversation, by the way.
Okay, but no,
I'm letting you handle this.
No, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I kind of feel like, because people all the time tell me I never talk about the guy, and there's a reason I don't talk about him, but that's okay. I think, and first off, it's not just liberals that say stuff. There's a lot of people who were in the Republican Party and still are in the Republican Party that aren't happy with him, but.
Paul Ryan.
Well. And then, but that's okay because then you just brand those people rhinos, which apparently is the group that I'm in, which is Republican in name only.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why I don't vote for either party. But let me just, there are some positives to what Trump's done. I think actually meeting with North Korea and trying to salvage that relationship is a good thing. Now, I don't know what kind of deal is going to come out of that, but this whole stuff about threatening to throw missiles at each other is stupid. It's childish. I'm glad they're talking. I'll call that a positive. I'm going to say the tax cuts. Maybe not for everybody out there. For me, a positive.
Okay.
I get more money on my check now.
It's good.
I'm calling that a positive. Negative is this crap that he's doing with our best allies. I'm going to say that's not very smart.
What about the concentration camps in Brownsville?
You know what, though? Some of that was happening under Obama, though. Let's be fair. I mean, that's the thing. It's like you can't – none of these guys are all good or all bad. Like Obama –
all of them are all bad.
No, well, they are all bad. And that's actually the point I'm going to get to. Because like the one thing I'm gonna give Trump credit for is he's basically doing what every politician has ever done. He's taken away the veneer of trying to pretend like you're not lying. He just makes stuff up. There's no question. And before Trump person starts coming after me, every politician ever has just made stuff up. They've just always hit it. They've always tried to couch it a certain way. Like the Obama administration would tell you about the great job they did against terrorism. Yeah, you were also using drones to bomb civilians to do that. We don't talk about that, right? But the one thing Donald Trump has done is, like, he just makes stuff up. He makes up his own. This is what we all do now. There's two kinds of people out there, and most of it comes out on Twitter. And to be fair, it's always been this way. It's just no one had social media to do it. You pick out things that you think are facts, or you just make something up and it becomes a fact. He makes no bones about that. He'll just make stuff up out of air and people buy it. That's one thing. And don't get me wrong, every politician has done that. They hide it under party lines and crap like that. And I think that's one thing that kind of freaked people out, as he came in and he just starts doing it. And he did it better than them because he didn't make any bones about what he was doing. I mean, I would say that I don't even know how much of the stuff he's talking about is actually true, but people buy it. So, okay. But you also bought a lot of other people who weren't as obvious about it. They're all lying to us. I don't trust any of them. That's politicians. So I guess I trust the one who's making no bones about the fact that he's just going to make stuff up. And the other thing about him, okay, this is a little different. You notice all these tweets he has that always end with sad?
Yeah. I've seen one or two.
I kind of always picture him as just going, sad. Like, he's a sad person. Not that it's sad that they do this, but that he's genuinely sad that there's fake news. Sad. That's how I hear it every time I see it in print. But I wish, and one thing he does that so that's a positive that I've given him on that. But the negative is the deflecting of things. And I'll use Roseanne Barr as the perfect example for this. Who, by the way, I don't know that she should have been fired for stuff you say or tweet. I think we've gotten into a society that wants to get rid of everybody for the things they say. And I'm not a fan of that. But
you also understand why
Disney
may decide that it's not in their best interest to keep her around.
Well, this is a purely...
Because let's also... I mean, she had the second highest rated show
right
on television. Like, it's not an easy decision to fire her.
No, but let's... Okay, this is a purely hypothetical, not true situation. I want to make this clear. Let's say Charlie Polillo tweeted out the same thing.
Okay.
Which I don't think Charlie actually tweets. So I want to make this clear that this is a hypothetical. And my sponsors start coming to me and saying, dude, I can't be on a station where you got somebody tweeting stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then now it's affecting the bottom line. Yeah, I'm going to go to David Gow and say, this guy has to go. We can't have this. This is costing me money. This is costing me. I can't pay for my children to take me to Carbach for Father's Day. This has got to stop. And that's essentially what happened there. But what drives me nuts is that people use an example like that and try to say that, in as much as I somebody tweeted me this and I had to block them because they were, like, on a dumb scale, they were a 10. But it's like, oh, you talked about Roseanne Barr, but you didn't talk about Samantha Bee. Like, first off, I spent 5 minutes talking about how horrible I think Samantha Bee is and unfunny she is.
Well, let's also not pretend like Samantha Bee and Roseanne are at the same level of stardom.
Well, but that's the other thing, too. It's like, who cares what Samantha Bee says? Her show's not funny. She's not funny. And she misused the word feckless. Let's just, that's what you want to blame her for something. But they're totally different things. So when you now this is our new thing. We equate one thing with the other. It's like, oh, well, you're going to get rid of Roseanne. What about Samantha Bee? What about Bill Maher, who said the president looked like an orangutan? And then you have the other side saying, it's like, oh, well, if you're doing that, you're just deflecting. That means you agree with Roseanne. No, it doesn't. It just means you're dumb. Yeah, that's the kind of crap that drives me nuts. It's like, oh, well, if you say this, you have to say this. No, you don't. We're not everyone is a simpleton. Not everyone is, if you believe this, you have to believe this. Some people actually look at issues and think about, and you still may come out with the wrong, you may say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. That's okay. But, at some point, people need to quit just automatically tearing down whatever the other side says because that's what they're supposed to do, rather than actually think about things. And here's one other thing, and then I'll get off this soapbox, because I don't know how the hell I got on it. But... here's the other thing. I may not like what the president does. I may not agree with the president, just like the prior president I didn't necessarily agree with.
Right.
But I do respect the office. And I do think that the one thing that happened during President Obama's presidency, so, oh, Obama this, Obama that, and now it's Trump this, Trump that. About, you know, look, we elected him. Respect the office, at least. It's President Trump, just like it was President Obama. At least give him that. You don't like him, vote him out. But all this stuff has always existed. It really has. It's just now people have a voice. That's all. See, I think I did that pretty well without getting too political. I don't think I really...
You did.
I probably pissed everybody off or nobody. Right?
I mean, I disagree with you on some things, but I'm not mad at you about it.
No, it's okay. Disagree with me.
Yeah.
What do you disagree with me on?
About us pretending to be friends with a maniacal dictator who murders his own people is a good thing.
But the thing is, I think you have to at some point, you know, pretending to be friends is one thing, but listen, it's just like if you're going to do that, then quit bitching about what happened with Cuba. I mean, you've got to be consistent, right? I think. But I'm glad that there's a dialogue going there because I don't want missiles.
But like, do you remember when Bush Sr. said, hey, let's go to Iraq and shake hands with Saddam Hussein and we'll just tell him, hey, let's make nice. No?
Well, we did that for a long time, yeah.
Not out in the open.
No, we sent them weapons at one time.
I know. Well, that was Iran.
No, that was against Iran.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we backed the guy, and then you know.
And then we're like, oh, whoops.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I'm not okay with partying with the guy, but I do think anything that leads to, but I also think it's kind of disingenuous to do that and then kill the Iran deal. But
I'm going to let you talk politics today.
Yeah, okay.
It's not for me.
All right.
I'm proud to be an American. How about that?
I'm proud to be an American who's going to move to Canada first chance he gets.
I know you are.
So not going to be my problem here in a few years. I just think we don't really think things through enough. That's all. And we believe sound bites. We believe, and so much. Okay, this is probably way too inside. And this is not political at all. This is okay. This has to do with our media, because that's where we're getting all these messages from. You know where all this got? I'm not big on the government telling media what to do, but do you know what we really miss in this country? And it's taken me a long time to figure this out. We used to have a thing called the Fairness Doctrine. You remember that?
No.
It's before your time. And when you would have State of the Union, like let's say it was when Barack Obama was president, he would do State of the Union. The Republican Party had to come on and get equal time. It's like you couldn't get on radio and talk politics unless you gave equal time to the other side, whatever it was. That got done away with. And once you've done that, this is what has led us to where you can basically make stuff up and attack the other side, and both of them do it. Just creating your own facts without any repercussions.
I just hate that we still have to pretend like there are only two sides and like you have to be one of these.
Well, but that's,
you have to be this
and that's
or
the
this.
Problem. That's the problem. That's what everybody thinks. That's not the reality of it. The majority of people are neither one, but that's who's running the country. And they're all liars, and I hate every one of them.
Yeah.
That's okay. But I do love me some Zumo sausage. Yeah, what's that? No. Okay. Guys, let me tell you something. If you're looking to do some grilling this weekend, or you just want to have some, man, you want to make a really nice breakfast, or you want to grill for friends, or you're having a party, you need to go right now and pick up some Zumos. Whether it's the Zumos Party Time Sausage, which comes in several flavors, the Zumos Boudin, which is the best Boudin I've had, they've got it all. They've been in business since 1908. They started out in good old Beaumont, Texas, where I know we have a lot of listeners. You guys all know all about Zumos over there. They're in Houston now. They've been for a while. But if you haven't had a chance to try them yet, just go into your HEB, your Fiesta, your Kroger, and pick up Zumos, Z-U-M-M-O. Real easy to find. You will love it. The Party Time sausage is my absolute favorite. It's been passed down from generation to generation since 1908. Made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine Southern taste. It's great for cookouts, family gatherings, crawfish boils, just a quick meal, anything you want to do. And, man, summer is the time to grill. They've also got the Boudin, which you know, some people are Boudin fans, some aren't. I'm telling you, if you tried Boudin and you didn't like it, try Zumo's because it makes all the difference in the world. Once again, wherever, whatever you got going. And Ryan and his family, I mean, these guys, they know what they're doing. They just make great sausage, great Boudin. That's what they do. Check it out. Go to HEB, go to Kroger, go to Fiesta. Go check out any of your grocery stores and see if you can get it. Z-U-M-M-O-S. Look for Zumo's. That's Zumo's.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. So, John, when we went to break, was that that Disturbed cover you were playing?
Yes.
That is badass. Have you seen the video for that?
Where do you see videos these days?
YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I don't have... Before I download a song that I like to watch the videos because they're on there. They're on there for free. And I'll watch the videos and listen to them and make sure I like them, and then I'll go download them. Because you could just watch, you can go to YouTube all the time and watch every song for free and listen to every song for free. I'm not big on that. I like people to get their money. So if I like what you're doing, I'll download it. So, hey, can I've decided that there's a certain group that belongs in the Legion of Dickweeds.
Okay.
LODs, if you will. I mentioned some of these guys before. Move On Guy. It's like, Move On. I don't want to hear this anymore. Talk Sports Guy. He's got a spot in there. Nobody Cares Guy. That's another one.
Yeah.
You Have No Credibility Guy. He goes in there because he disagrees with one thing you say, so you have no credibility. Guys who just make stuff up, which we get all the time. You said the Astros were going to suck. No one ever said that. You just made that up. That's okay. You go in the Legion of Dickweeds. I got a new one
for
you.
I got that. Like last year when I said, I think the Astros are going to win the World Series. People were like, you said they had no chance from day one.
Yeah.
It's like the first time I ever said a local team could win.
Yeah, and they did. And, oh, no. Nope. That's not what you said.
I'm a hater.
So I'm adding this guy. Get off politics. Better things to discuss. Yeah, you go in the Legion of Dickweeds. Because really only about 10% of that was politics. If you were paying attention. And I don't think you were. So, yeah, you're now. That's another one you're on. You're now a member of the Legion of Dickweeds. Congratulations. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things that we have in there now. So I'm just going to keep adding them as we get them. So, yeah. All right. Where do you want to go now? I just did my bit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You've set a pace for the show that I don't know if we can. Well, I guess I set
a
pace.
No, you
for
set
the
pace. I'm trying to keep the pace going and take it in a different direction. And that's kind of back on you. It's like racquetball. Okay. It's your serve.
And Lamont and I going back and forth a little bit. I mean, and he's talking about Obama meeting with Raul Castro, and that this is what no one understands this. No one believes this. But I'm not like an Obama guy. I'm not a liberal guy. Like I had some
real problems with Obama. In fact, I think there were some good things that he did.
And did you vote for him either time?
I voted for him the first time, not the second.
Same as me.
I did not. I thought he would do a better job. I had three things that I really hated that he did. Number one was, oh, we'll be out of Afghanistan by 2015.
That's why I voted for him the first time.
And the mission was to get Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
That happened, right? Why are we still there?
I don't know.
That one.
That's why
me.
I didn't vote for him in a reelection because he said he was going to have troops out and there were more troops there.
Yeah.
When his reelection came up, and I was like, dude, that's a lie.
And the just ridiculous number of drone strikes, which we have gone out of our way to ignore, where, I mean, they targeted civilians to get terrorists. I have a real problem with that. And that, I mean, that's horrible. That's to me, one of the worst things that we've done. But that kind of gets glossed over. And then he kept saying, oh, we need to close down Guantanamo. I didn't agree that we needed to close down Guantanamo. But you kept making that a big deal, and it never happened. Just shut up about it. That bothered me, because he kept making that an issue. It's like, well, you're president. Do something. And, oh, no, it's their fault. And there was a lot of blaming everybody else for not getting stuff done. And I also think he misused his executive powers a lot more than a lot of presidents have, which has opened it up for Trump to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but on the whole, do I think he was a good dude? Yeah. Do I think he was a good politician? I think his presidency can be judged 10 years down the road. You can't judge him now, no matter how much you want to. And we'll see. But there are some issues that I had with him that and his administration, not just him, that I still have to this day. And I don't know about what President Trump's doing yet, because it's too early to tell on a lot of these things. I can disagree with some things. I do think the Iran deal was a good deal, and I'm disappointed in that. I think it depends on what comes out of that. If you get something better, okay. I don't know how much better you're going to get. But, yeah, I don't want to keep doing politics. I thought we were going to... although, since we did have one of the Legion of Dickweeds tell us to get off politics, I feel the need to kind of stay on it now and just do the rest of the show on it.
I can't do the rest of the show.
Can I be Hannity for the next 30 minutes? That'd be fun.
I'll leave.
Oh, really?
I'll leave.
Let's talk about the Hillary conspiracy.
I'll be Alex Jones. You be Sean Hannity.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you know what we should do?
Alex Jones, Infowars.tv right here. Let me tell you, what you guys are saying is utter nonsense. Utter nonsense.
There's a cow.
You're making the frogs gay.
God, that was a real thing, huh? The gay frogs?
Yeah.
Frogs or toads? Just out of curiosity.
And that's the other thing. That's the other thing I hate. Like, it's bad enough, like, if you think that Trump's a moron, that you must love Obama or love Hillary Clinton or something, because that's what, anytime I criticize Trump, it's like someone will send me a meme of Hillary in prison. And it's, I mean, I could care less about Hillary Clinton.
Why is she still a thing? Why are we talking about her at all?
But the other thing is, like, if you make fun of Alex Jones for saying something crazy, you must be a liberal. You're a bleeding heart.
Listeners, just type in Pentagon tested gay bomb on Iraq. They didn't consider using it. They've used it on our troops. In Vietnam, they'd spray PCP on the troops, Jacob's Ladder. You think PCP, some horse tranquilizer something? They got stuff that'll whack your brain permanently.
Ooh, can I have some of that?
Brain chips in the troops. They give the troops special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains.
Damn, I want some of that.
There it is, the gay bomb.
The gay bomb.
Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what...
Look it up.
What do you think tap water is? What? It's a gay bomb, baby.
Tap water is a gay bomb.
I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly.
Give
me a break. You think I am, like, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that?
I love
that. Serious crap.
Are you laughing at him, Fred?
I'm sick of being social engineer. It's not funny.
You know what? The upside of this is there are no gays in Flint, Michigan. It's unbelievable. They've been so lucky to avoid the gay bomb tap water. Everybody's like, oh, Flint, Michigan without water for so and so, how many years now? Well, good news. Zero gays in Flint, Michigan.
I just had some tap water.
Fred, if you make fun of that, you're liberal scum.
I'm scum. I'm not. I don't really think I'm anything anymore. I don't give a. I really don't care about any of our politics. It's all a joke to me. By the way, okay, now I've done a little more research.
The gay frogs?
No, give me.
No, did you Google gay bomb?
Yeah, I did. It says Alex Jones mentioned it, so
that's the first thing that pops up, huh?
Yeah. No.
Let me Google. I'm gonna type in gay bomb.
Edmonton -7 and under 48 tonight. That's my research.
Okay.
That's a pretty solid play. Also, Saskatchewan +2 tomorrow night at home. +120 money line. If you can get that, go right ahead. There you go. See, I got some betting in there for you. How you guys feel now?
Gayer.
Do you really?
Yeah, I got some water during the break.
Tap water, though. Ooh, look at that male frog over there.
Oh, my. Ooh. Oh, my.
He's extremely sexy.
What's that feeling I feel? I'm attracted to you.
No, I want to sing Barbara Streisand.
Stop turning the frogs fucking gay.
Oh, God. Well, again, I don't have a transition for this. Other than, guys, if you've got credit card debt and you got good credit, how about this? It's time for a consolidation loan from Lightstream. Here's what they do. Lightstream rewards customers who have good credit with great interest rate and no fees. Here's the number, 5.49%. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Save thousands of dollars in interest. The application is 100% online. And you can even get your funds as soon as today. Now, I don't know what your credit card, numbers are, but it's not 5.49%. It's not, okay? So if you go to these guys, they're going to put a loan together for you. You're going to save a bunch of money, and you get it all consolidated in one place. How about this? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. You can catch us on 97.5. You can catch us on 94.1. You can catch us on the stream. You can watch us on live stream. What's going on with you and Joel there, bro?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm staying out of this.
He said something about me being such a big man, and I'm what a guy, what a show. Who does this, the throw shade segment? Was that Raheel and Dell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Joel.
And Granato.
Can I?
He says, okay, big fella, finish strong. Because I said, I didn't start this. I said, all I did was the barbecue tour started this. He said, okay, big fella, finish strong, feel good, look better. You are really good, man, or great. I knew nothing of your tour and don't care. Your best does and did. All good. I don't know what your best does and did. I don't know what your best is.
I don't know. I just want to talk betting and gay frogs.
And Jason said, no, I think the fat shaming 97.5. Remember, nobody here fat shamed because we're both fat.
I don't care. Call me what you want. I have a couple of things that if you do, I'll block you. But yeah. Oh, you're fat. Yeah. Okay. No bleep, dude. I have a mirror.
Yeah. You blocked somebody and he started tweeting me about how we can't take criticism. And I was like, dude, this is the first tweet I've ever seen from you. I don't know what you're talking about.
If you're blocked by me, then there's a lot of stuff that I will put up with, but if you cross the line, then you're just a crap person. And either that or you were really trying to be funny and just chose the wrong thing, which means you're a dumb. I don't want any dumbs following me, and I don't want any crap people following me. And by the way, I want to make something really clear because I heard Raheel say we were dogging him this morning. After I spent 20 minutes talking about how great I thought those guys were, the only thing I said is when somebody tweeted us and said, oh, their show's better than yours. Yeah, I'm sorry I said that I think our show's better than yours, okay? If that's dogging you.
And I thought it was a joke, too. God, why is everyone around here so damn sensitive?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I'm serious. It's like, I heard him say that. And I kind of almost wanted to text him and say, are you effing kidding me? I spent 20 minutes yesterday talking about how much I like those guys, how far they've come and all this stuff. And, we're dogging you because, guess what? If Howard Stern says, hey, have a better show than the Blitz. Yeah, you do. Sorry. What the hell? I'm not supposed to think that. That means I'm dogging somebody. This is our society. Hey, AJ, LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. Oh, my God, you're a Jordan hater. You're dogging Jordan. Oh, no, I'm saying he's the second greatest player that's ever lived. This is a hypothetical, by the way, because I don't even know which way I would go on that. But, you're a hater because he's the second greatest player that's ever lived, that's ever played. I say great things about you, and I think my show's better. That means I'm a hater? I'm dogging you? Okay.
Can we go back to talking about gay frogs?
We've talked all we can about gay frogs, John.
There's a gay frog in the bathroom. There's a gay frog in the bathroom.
Oh, is that what the green stuff is on the urinal?
That's what's left of him.
Now the man wants us to talk about the gay frogs. For the longest, it's like, don't talk about the gay frogs. Don't talk about the gay frogs. Now you hear him in there, talk gay frogs. I'm not falling for it. You shouldn't fall for it.
Have you tried having sex with a gay frog? That's what happens. That green stuff in the bathroom. I come from a different place, man. I like to bleep with people. It's fun. And then you get me, it's funnier.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, what the hell?
Like I take it as, like, if you say something on your show and you bust my balls, I just assume that you're okay with ball busting. And then when it goes back the other way, there's a bunch of crying. What's going on with that? I don't want crying. I want us all to be friends and joke around and laugh at each other.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm not taking myself seriously enough.
No.
That's the problem.
I think that's what you need to do. AJ, you're AJ Hoffman.
That's right. John, anyone else talks about me, I want them fired. Their head on a spit.
I don't know.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hoffman.
That's right.
Well, you know Arthur. What? You know what? I don't think we've been throwing our things around here enough.
That's right.
I mean, we've been keeping a lot of these guys afloat for a long time.
You should just whip it out and put it on that desk.
I should.
Raheel sits right there.
I should, and I should show off the big, beautiful baby, but I'm not going to do that.
Do it.
No, I don't get it, man. A lot, fine. Don't have a sense of humor. Be serious. Take yourself seriously. I don't care. I just won't talk about you anymore. Why did my
Siri talking to you?
Why is Siri talking to me?
Hey, Siri.
Stop that. It's like those commercials that go, Alexa.
Yeah, and then your Alexa goes off.
Yeah, I hate that.
Barry one day did, hey, Google, and then like we got a bunch of texts and tweets saying that you just made my phone go, hey, Google.
Yo, Google.
Hey, baby.
You have been a sexy gay frog.
I think I'm a little buzzed.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really?
For you.
Yeah, I haven't had this heavy of a beer in a very long time.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. I mean, that's why I kind of...
Thanks, Dustin, by the way.
Yeah, there's still some left, which I'm not okay. I'm not drinking anymore, but there should be someone out there, not the interns, because they're children and they'll die. But somebody else should finish off the rest of this. I don't want it to go to waste. It's too good.
But you're not handling it?
No, dude. I barely...
Marcus wanted an update on my missed court.
Yeah.
So I went through an ordeal last night. I drove down to Sugar Land.
You got the money order, though, right?
To Richmond, mind you.
Oh.
I was like, I'm going to stop at the HEB in Sugar Land. By the time I got there, it was 8 o'clock. 8:01, to be exact. The kid at the HEB counter was like, sorry, sir, we're closed.
At 8:01?
They closed at 8.
Well, I told you they were going to shut it down at 8.
And I was like, I said, dude, I need a $20 money order to pay the court. It's due today. Please help me out here. Can't do it, man. I said, do you know who I am? I didn't really say that.
I was about to say it.
That was a good laugh, John. You gave a good hearty laugh, and you did it off the air. That was wasted.
Oh, you heard me?
Yes. I could hear you in here. I mean, that's why your mic should always be on. So if I ever make you laugh, people will know it's funny. But so I went to Walmart, which you know my policy on going to Walmart. It's like,
yeah.
I don't do it.
No.
But in this situation,
did you get that crazy when you?
I went to two CVSs because I got told CVS had
whoever tweeted that to us yesterday. They
lied. They lied. Maybe some CVSs do. The two that I went to, the two right here,
yeah,
neither one of them do it. So I went to Walmart and got one. I drove down to Richmond and I found the night drop, and I dropped it in there. And then I called back today to say, just to make sure, hey, you guys got my money order, right? You got my, and I have my receipt of the, my whatever it's called, registration renewal. And they were like, sir, there was nothing in our night drop box last night. And I said, are you sure? Yeah. And they said, what did the drop box look like? I said, I don't know. It looked like I was driving through a bank. And it said, and there's a sign that said night drop. And they were like, oh, that's next door. That's the tax office. We're a standalone building. Oh, so now I've got to call the tax office. And they tell me after three or four calls, they're like, it's sent internally, our internal mail system. We sent it over to them. And then I called them back, and they're like, oh, we haven't gotten it yet. We might not get it until Monday. So now I've got to call back on Monday and see if they've got it. And if they don't,
you're going
on Tuesday, I'm just going to drive all the way back down there to the middle of nowhere.
And give them another $20?
And give them another 20. Well,
it's going to be 40 by then.
I'm going to throw myself at the court's mercy. They may want to penalize me. But what am I going to do? Yeah, so I drove all the way down there last night basically for nothing.
You know, I've watched an awful lot of Law and Order. I think you're going to prison.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, guys, I have to tell you about Thrive Plus. And if you like to drink, and guess what? Pretty much all three of us have had beer on the show today, right?
Yes.
And we're all going to need Thrive Plus. Because it doesn't matter whether you have one drink, three drinks. Nobody feels as good the next morning. Especially when you get over 30, 35 years old. I hate to break it to you. We're all over 30. So I need to be 100% in the morning because I got tons of sports map stuff to do. So I can't wake up with a hangover. I can't wake up feeling like garbage. I got to be sharp, and Thrive Plus helps me do that. It's a vitamin you take whenever you drink. Very simple. You take three capsules after your last beverage, your last alcoholic beverage, or before you go to bed, and guess what? Boom. It works like a charm. Dollar a capsule, so that's $3. Would you not pay $3 to feel better?
I would.
Who wouldn't, right?
You better take some on the way home.
Oh, I'm not done yet. I'm going to be drinking when I get home. And I'll take my Thrive Plus. Or as Granada would say, who wouldn't, right? It reduces alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. There's a science to this. They were on Shark Tank. The founder's a Princeton graduate. They've got 5 PhDs on their team. So they know what they're doing. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give your money back. How about that? And they're based right here in Houston. So if you order before 4 p.m., you're going to receive the product on your doorstep the next day. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon, so if you want to order it that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. I'll be using it tonight. Neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, listen, there's a lot of electricity companies out there, a lot of energy providers, and there's always different offers. They might say, oh, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you free days, a cash bonus. We'll give you the first week of the month for free. How about that? Listen, you may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later, come to find out, well, higher rate on your bill. You're paying a higher rate now. There's additional fees tacked onto your bill. What's going on here? Not with Triangle. Triangle Energy, they keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. And there's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. That's just not how they do business. These guys are a born in Texas company, and they're all about doing business the right way. I've been telling people about Triangle for a while, and I'm telling you now, this is a company you want to do business with. Remember, electricity prices, they're going to keep rising. If your contract is expiring anytime now through August, you should definitely consider locking in a fixed rate now with Triangle. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064 for Triangle Energy.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guess what's next? Late Hits with Patrick Creighton at 7 o'clock. You know what? I bet you if you make fun of Patrick, he'll be okay.
You think he'll get over it?
Yeah. He's an East Coast guy. He's tough. He is.
He's Jersey tough.
He'll fight back, which I like. I appreciate that. Isn't that Patrick? Patrick and I bleep with each other all the time. So,
well, you're not a nice guy.
No, but I try to be funny. All right, can we get a Hoffman on Hollywood or no?
Yeah, we only have a couple minutes, and this isn't really. I mean, this is sort of sports related, but it came across on TMZ just a little while ago. Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah.
Former tight end for Browns, Jets, maybe a couple other teams.
Yeah.
The Bucks, maybe?
Yeah,
he
played for the Bucks, yeah.
He's been arrested for kidnapping and rape. Ooh. And now faces life in prison. Here are the charges.
Don't rape. Jeez.
2 counts of kidnapping with intent to commit rape. 2 counts of forcible rape. 1 count of forcible sodomy. 1 count of forcible oral copulation. 2 counts of residential burglary, 1 count of indecent exposure. How crazy is that? He was arrested at 1:05 today, and he's being booked into custody at the Vista Detention Center in San Diego. A search warrant's been executed for his home, and dude, this is it ain't good. It ain't good. Those are charges that you don't want on your resume. He's 34 years old, played in the NFL from 2004 to 2013, and not looking good. I loved that dude when he was playing. I thought he was kind of underrated.
Yeah.
He came in with a lot of hype.
Yeah, he never quite lived up to what he was supposed to be, but he was always pretty good.
Yeah, like he wasn't his dad who for many years was like the greatest tight end ever.
Yeah.
But he was pretty damn good, and he was good in college. Like, yeah, he was a good football player, but...
Don't rape, man.
Don't rape. Don't kidnap and don't rape. It's not good. It's not a good look. I've got some other stuff, like Billy Corgan... has been seeing a shapeshifter. Bill Cosby fired his legal team. Seems like a little late to do that.
Yeah, he might have done that a little sooner.
And Alec Baldwin came out and
came
said,
out?
No,
is
no.
Is he a
no.
gay frog?
Oh, please, no. He didn't get hit with a gay bomb. Yeah. He did say he would absolutely win if he ran against Trump in 2020.
Okay.
Listen, I want Alec Baldwin to be our president as much as I want Trump to be our president.
Yeah.
It's not going to go well. He said, I would absolutely win 1,000%. But he did say that he's busy hosting the match game.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't know it. But Trump was busy doing
Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah. All right.
If the match game does open up because Alec Baldwin becomes president, I'm going to try to get that
job.
You
want that?
I want the match game job.
I want to do Jeopardy when Alex Trebek dies.
Jeopardy's too hoity-toity.
I know,
for
but
me.
See, Alex I Trebek knows the one. Answers, so he pretends to be smart. See, after watching Ross finish second in that thing and watching his watch party, I want to be Alex Trebek now. And he's Canadian, so I'm half Canadian.
I really want The Price is Right, but...
Yeah, that would be a good one, too.
All right,
that's going to wrap it up. Great job, John. Great job, AJ. Great job, White Magic. Great job, Usual
Nick.
Suspects. Nick was fantastic. You know what? I was good today because I just stayed the hell out of the way. Till tomorrow, come see us at Knicks. Stay sporty, bitches.